One of the many challenges for Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai will be making good on his pledge to change the country's spy agency, the National Security Directorate. The agency's top directors have come and gone with the many regime changes over the last two decades, but its fundamental structure has remained intact. Critics say the Omniyat, as the security agency is called, has long used intimidation and torture to keep political rivals in check and to stifle dissent. The recent death of a young Afghan refugee while in the Omniyat custody has prompted calls for Karzai to move more quickly with reforms. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Kabul.
The KGB largely created the Omniyat when Afghanistan was a Soviet satellite state, and survivors of Kabul's many regimes tell of harrowing run-ins with the Soviet-trained agents. As political power and ideology shifted, the core of Omniyat stayed the same. The Taliban's vice and virtue ministry did the work of keeping ordinary Afghans in line with its fundamentalist vision of Islam, but it was Taliban Omniyat agents who monitored and punished perceived political enemies. This man who didn't want his name used was a senior military officer under the communist Najibullah regime.
My son was arrested by the Taliban's National Security Ministry and he was disappeared. We never saw him again. Now I feed his wife and two children. My second son was kept in solitary confinement by the same ministry for 9 months. They whipped him daily with thick cables. They beat him so badly that he was never the same. Even now he still takes medicine, but he's just not right.
After his first son vanished, the officer bribed the Taliban to let his younger son out of prison. Now fast forward to the current regime of Hamid Karzai. In the desolate village of Sirkai, east of Kabul in the foothills of the Safi Mountains, villagers lead the way to a freshly dug grave. Multicolored shreds of cloth pinned to a wooden stick flap in the wind. It's the burial site of Abdul Muttalib, an Afghan refugee who returned home in June after 20 years in Pakistan. He went to Kabul before heading back here to his ancestral village when Omniyat agents working for Karzai's government picked him up. Afghanistan's National Assembly, or Loya Jirga, was underway, and someone accused the illiterate 22-year-old construction worker of being a spy, or maybe a member of Al-Qaeda. Mohammed Saleh is the village elder of Sirkai.
They tortured an innocent man. They told us he burned himself to death, but they lie. There is no fuel or match in this jail. His head and face were broken, and he had knife wounds in several places. His body had burn marks. This was no suicide.
Muttalib's family is still back in Pakistan searching for answers, and villagers here are still outraged. Enough people in Kabul were outraged as well that the transitional government set up a commission to investigate the boy's death while in Omniyat custody. Afghan Vice President Hidayat Amin Arsaleh heads the commission. He sits in the peaceful, tree-filled yard of his Kabul compound as tense-faced guards with bulletproof vests and Kalashnikovs stand nearby. They're good people in Omniyat, Arsaleh says, and Afghanistan needs a professional intelligence agency. But the Soviet-designed system, Arsaleh says, won't fit in the new Afghanistan.
It is the intention of this government to really overhaul this structure, to ensure that intelligence work is separated from punishment or arrests. And one thing is very definite and sure. People of Afghanistan, they don't want to be ruled by fear and by threats.
But the transitional government's efforts to reform the security service puts Karzai on a collision course with his powerful defense minister, Mohammad Fahim. An ethnic Tajik, Fahim controls the military and essentially oversees the spy agency as well. Fahim ran the Omniyat during the early 90s, and the spy agency's current head, Mohammad Aref, is loyal to Fahim. Aref was intelligence chief for Ahmed Shah Massoud, the slain Northern Alliance commander who's a revered icon to some Afghans. Tensions between Fahim and Karzai go way back, and the capital is full of talk that their strained working relationship is reaching a breaking point. This Kabul intellectual didn't want his name used.
The methods today are the same. Every regime has used the spy agency to protect their power. It will be difficult for President Karzai to reform the National Security Directorate. He will need to bring about big changes, and to do that, he will have to challenge Fahim.
And he'll need some real power, the professor says, power Karzai doesn't seem to have right now. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kabul.